Hey, podcast listeners, before you start listening to The Cafe today, all this month, we're asking you to help us spread the word about great podcasts. So think of someone in your life and tell them about a podcast you think they'll love. If they don't know how to listen to podcasts, offer to show them. Tell us what show you recommend it with the hashtag TryPod. That's TryPod. I know, very clever. All right, thanks for spreading the word, and now on to The Cafe. Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Look, if you're a root vegetable, there's not much you can do to make the world love you. You are what you are. But there is one, the gillfeather turnip, that really seems to get Vermonters excited. Here to tell us more about that is Melissa Passanen, a freelance journalist and food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Great to be here as always, Rick.
For those who have not had the pleasure of meeting the gillfeather turnip, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it is a turnip. And I think most people know what that is. Turnips are part of the brassica family, which is the mustard family, which is where turnips get their bite from. I was going to try and do a sound effect. I couldn't figure that out. So same as cabbages, cauliflower, broccoli, lots of things that we all enjoy. Turnips, you know, people are not so excited about. But the gillfeather is kind of an interesting one. So it is named after John Gillfeather, who was a farmer in Wardsboro back in the early 1900s. He grew them and they were renowned. And we'll talk about why in a moment. But he carefully guarded the seeds. Apparently, he chopped the tops and the bottoms off before he sold them to prevent anyone from being able to recreate them or plant them, right? And in the 1970s, the seeds were found again and registered as an heirloom. And they're so special that they actually have a berth in the Slow Food Arc of Taste, which is a very prestigious place where heirloom unique foods are recognized.
So what is the difference between a gillfeather turnip and just your regular turnip?
So really, it's just milder and a bit sweeter, so it has less of that bite that turnips are known for. I mean, I personally enjoy bite in my food, as in a little bitterness, but not everyone does. And some people actually think it was descended from a type of turnip called a German sweet turnip, but no one really knows for sure. Other people believe that it is the result of a cross between a rutabaga, which is a relative of the turnip, which is much milder and sort of sweeter, and a turnip in a field when no one was looking.
This is what happens when a rutabaga and a turnip get together. It is now the Vermont state vegetable. So how did that happen?
Well, it's kind of a sweet story, and I'd like to give the school children all the credit. But actually, it started with a big fan of the gillfeather turnip, apparently, up in Franklin County, which is not sort of the area of Wardsboro. And that person got in touch with their legislative rep, and that sort of started it going. But then it became a bipartisan effort. No controversy. How exciting is that? Where the Wardsboro Elementary students did sort of take it on themselves to come to the state capitol and present and articulate. So it was obviously a great learning experience, and that it all went into law last spring.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is food writer Melissa Passanen, and we're talking about the gillfeather turnip. Melissa, I said earlier that it gets a lot of love. It's been named the state vegetable, and it has its own festival, which you attended. So what goes on there?
So I've been trying to get to this festival for several years. It's in late October, and it's down in Wardsboro. It's a fundraiser for the library. And this year's will actually be the 15th annual. So it's had a lot of support for many years. It's really fun. It's like one of those great small-town gatherings. Music, turnip contest, the most beautiful turnip, the most ugly turnip, the largest turnip. And I saw some really big turnips. And turnip art, and then there's the Turnip Cafe. So that was my first stop. You go in and there's a long buffet line, and of course it is everything made with gillfeather turnips. And there was beautiful art on the walls by the school children of turnips. So I had everything from a lovely soup to turnips, you know, scalloped with cheddar, to turnip and potato latkes, potato pancakes for those who don't know that term. Obviously things like a slaw, and I have to say they were really good. A surprise hit, the turnip donut.
Really? What was that that like?
It was good. I mean, it was, you know, a tiny bit vegetally, but, you know, sweet and mild. You honestly wouldn't really have known it was in there. It's probably like a potato donut. You just put mashed turnips instead of potato, you know, those kind of donuts.
Yeah.
So it was really funny. You can also buy the turnips there from Dutton's, which is one of the big growers in the state. So those in the southern part of the state will know Dutton's. They have farm stores in Brattleboro, Manchester, and Newfane. And then other places in the state, Golden Russet Farm in Shoreham, they sell to City Market in Burlington, and Pete's Greens also grows them. If you cannot find them, you can always substitute regular turnips in a recipe.
But what fun is that?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, let's talk recipes. Once we actually procure a gillfeather turnip, what do we do with it?
So there is actually really lovely little cookbook from the Wardsboro Library, Friends of the Wardsboro Library, called the Gillfeather Turnip Cookbook. They have so many choices, everything from roasted gillfeathers and root vegetables with an ancho spiced honey glaze, yum, to even a gillfeather turnip pie. I'm not sure, but maybe I'll try it. And then I did a column for Vermont Life magazine in the spring issue, which is out on newsstands near you right now, where I worked with two different chefs, one chef and one very accomplished cook, to come up with recipes that they enjoy using gillfeathers for. So Chef David Smith of Artisan Restaurant, which is at the Four Columns Inn in Newfane, uses a lot of gillfeather turnips. And he, I actually love to use root vegetables raw, which is not something people always think of. Like everyone thinks you need to roast, mash, boil. So this is a gillfeather turnip and other root vegetables and apple slaw with a creme fraiche apple cider dressing. Really delicious. Mm. And then the other one is really different, and I love that one too, by a woman named Lini Mazumdur of Anjali Farm in South Londonderry. She, out of the farm that she and her husband run, she also makes Indian-style tiffin meals. Tiffins are those stacked stainless containers that are traditional in India, people to take their lunch to work, etc. And Lini is originally from India. And she created a curried vegetable dish she calls bhaji with turnip, winter squash, kale, and spices like black mustard seed, cumin, ginger, and chili. They're just delicious.
Melissa Pasadena is a freelance journalist and the food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, thanks for telling us all about the gillfeather turnip.
Hopefully we got more people excited about them.